One word.
Some people don't think. Aren't there people that think it's like P period O? Like they're all words that mean something else?
Oh, maybe. Maybe they do mean something else. I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Thanks a lot, Power Slot, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and we're going to hear some Lily Black.
You said there is one thing.
shadow and take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water, bite so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
So, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Hold Your Maker from Andrea Gillis and Leave Me Alone from Lily Black. And now we're in the studio with Glenn from Parlor Bells. Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
And so there's something really exciting going on with Parlor Bells. It's
yes.
A very first.
It's our first long player, 9 songs. Been working on it for quite a while now. Actually, going back to like 2014, which is seems like the golden age now. But so it's finally done. I got the hard copies here. You know what? You've got a hard copy. I think he wants a hard copy for the... we're taking photos in here, too, listeners. Yeah. So just so you're aware.
It's a multi-dimensional experience.
It is. It feels good to be... you know what? To underscore that, I've got a live video stream of myself going right now. So I'm in two places at once. But getting back to your question, it's called Waylaid in the Melee, the album. We're having a big release party on Saturday night at Lizard Lounge.
It's going to be sold out.
I certainly hope so. I would encourage people that really want to go to get advance tickets because it's an awesome place, but it's an intimate place. And you've got such star power in the room. We've got, so the doors are at 8:30. Gene Dante and the Future Starlets at 9:15. Parlor Bells at 10:15. And Set Fire at 11:15. And it's going to be crazy. Crazy good.
Yeah, that's... A mind-boggling array of talent right there for that kind of room.
Yep.
Like, that kind of talent. You could see that kind of talent in, a big room.
Oh.
And probably...
It's cozy down there.
Wouldn't necessarily be able to be sold out, but... You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's cozy there, and it really is a great club. And it's, it's an intimate setting, but, our fans, we feel, it's, nice to have... sort of like some close FaceTime with them in a an intimate setting like that.
That's one of those places where there's probably a couple dudes that have just been in there for like 5 years and nobody even knew that they're just still there.
Yeah.
Because it's in the basement and like nobody cares if somebody's
in
the basement.
And, yeah, exactly. And because every time, so say I get an Uber or a Lyft, depending on how I'm feeling, I'll tell them, Lizard Lounge, and be like, oh, Cambridge Common comes up, obviously. Which, man, that place is always busy, too. I mean, good for them. They've got, That I've never walked into that place where it'd be like dead. Now, granted, I go to the place when I'm going to see the shows a lot, so that would be there'd be a lot of people. But they have a crowd independent of its own. All their restaurant patrons, so they get that club right there. So I think that's kind of a cool dynamic, and hopefully that's kind of like the combined business entity that you know sort of keeps the clubs alive, you know, when they serve food too. So, but a lot of clubs are serving some good food. You got Once, you've got, get the good food, man. There's something going on outside. You hear the listeners hear those sirens?
I think they're coming to get us.
Oh boy, this would be a good time if you wanted to cue up the first track. It's kind of emergency like this.
All right.
Yeah.
I think
Red, White, and Bruised, and there's a weird, crazy voiceover.
All right, it'll just blend in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We should fight on the internet. We should fight in the common thread. We should fight on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook. We shall fight with the trolls and with the bots. We shall fight with each other. We shall fight in the streets and on the commons. We shall never surrender.
So, yeah, people didn't realize that they were getting the director's cut of that, Andrew. They got my sort of stream of consciousness waxing poetic over the entire beginning of the song. The director's cut of the entire album just has me talking all over it. I'm chatting all over it. That was classic. Can I just say that it was a classic radio moment? You don't have those kind of funny, like, accidents anymore like that, because, you know, he was like, turn it off. And that's so to the listening audience, I am sorry for talking all over my song, but Andrew was the one with the controls, so we're sharing the blame on this one. But I told Andrew after the mistake, I said, you know what, we gotta own that. Mistakes are awesome. If you can keep radio vibrant with funny stuff like that, because you know somebody's gonna be like, "Oh my god, what is going on here?" It's laughable. You gotta laugh at yourself, man.
I'm sure, like some great marriages, started out from a mistake where somebody met the wrong Tinder date.
I would say,
and they're like, "Oh, I
think
this
we could say
mine."
Like 75% of those marriages are, you know, a mistake, and you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that could be a lot of mistakes, you know. Anyhow, so I promise not to talk all over the song on November 18th when we play it at Lizard Lounge.
We could probably get Gene to do that, though. He's
just get somebody to, like,
acting
talk,
skills. Yeah.
Have, like, order, like, read from a phone book.
Yeah.
Like, in the dust, in the dirt, it's 24 Oak Street, 777. You know, there's that going over it, like, totally cacophonic noise. You know, I think the America is ready for a cacophonic rock album. That's just, you know, what's actually the closest thing is Lou Reed and Metallica. You know, when it sounds like two bands like playing at the same time, like, but they're totally like different records. That's what that sounded like.
Probably weren't even listening to each other, and just in different control
rooms
or something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, so I'm going to try not to step on.
Let's play another exciting track.
Yes.
From this reincarnated band.
Yes. Reincarnated and, like, back from the dead. Like, literally crawled out of the grave.
Yeah, it was like, there was, for a second, there was, like, no band. And
they,
then,
And then, so
poof.
The songs sort of travel with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was like a head without a body. Like a head in a jar without a body. And just waiting for a while. Literally a celebrity on ice, if you will.
Yeah.
So, rebuilt, restarted new, started, built up from the ground level.
Some of these new band members, I think they're bionic, though, aren't they?
If people have to see us play on November 18th, this Saturday, because we've gotten such good, people tell me, it's like, this is the sound for your songs. This is exactly like, you know, this is really rocking, and I'm happy. I'm very happy. I think I pick good people. I got Jay Johnson on guitar. I got Rob Sestere on guitar. I got Mike Leggio on bass, and of course Jess Townsend on drums. So I've got a, like, killer team. I'm really proud of it.
It's like a dream band.
They're great people. They're wonderful to work with. They just hit all the right marks for me. So yeah, man. We're gonna do another one.
Yeah, which
well, Room Temp Revenge. Let's go in order if we can.
All right. Yeah.
Doot 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 doot. Remember to shut me off now. We'll be right back.
wanna have a conversation. Take a piece of vinegar, bring it to a simmer, make a fist and take the core, mix it up with a cold shoulder. You're hurting of someone left you behind. I know you don't buy it, but have you ever heard my laughter? If you know it's coming next, you know it's coming after. I'm encoded to this grudge. Tap into my reptilian. My spider's burning hot like the blood of a Sicilian. You're hurting 'cause someone left you behind. I know you don't buy it, but
so I'm digging how this stuff, like, it's not, like, simple.
Yeah.
Like, bonehead rock or anything.
Yeah.
But it sort of flirts a little bit with prog rock, but it doesn't go...
That is a good question.
...over the line into, this just looked like a neat pattern on paper, so we played it. It like toes that line, which makes it makes pop music interesting.
I have a lot of things to say about just that, but first I want to say that I really think that when I was talking all over that first song, all right, I think that's cool because you got to hear part of the interview that you would never hear in public. You know, be like, I'm gonna have soup later, or something like that. So that's real, man, right? So with that said, I'm definitely on now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes, prog rock, definitely, especially that one too. I guess Room Temp Revenge. It's funny because when I was writing it, I very quickly, I'm like, it had like that sort of dance sort of hook to it. So I wanted it to be a little poppy, but it couldn't help but feel a little proggy because of the synth and the big, you know, especially when I bring in the players like Jess, and they just like, they rock so hard. It's like they really sort of give that song, give the songs like a life that, you know, I hoped for, but they always just sort of blow my minds with it. So there's a little concept sort of throughout this whole album. There's been like, you know, it's unabashedly like there's definitely some references to, you know, the ugly state of the world right now in there. So it ties together pretty well. So in that sense, like I'm you know, I think that's kind of a proggy thing to do, to tell a story. But it's what every rock and roller should try to do, tell a story.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think one key thing about this lineup that you have is, while they're all like, they're all virtuosos, but they don't have any urge to show anything that they can do that's not appropriate to the musical context. So, like, while Jess is a monster on the drums,
literally a monster,
she's very minimal at the same time, and knows how to make use
to choke it off when necessary, to sort of, well, we talk about that a lot as a band. We talk about when the time is right to hold back a bit and when to like totally go crazy. One thing I will say is that the live band, while we are very much the same band you hear on the record, I think it's definitely something special to actually see us play live. Is really fun. Jess is really fun to watch as a drummer. Everybody's fun. Everybody gets into it. They feel the rock and roll, man. But they do hold back sometimes. And so part of that a little bit is the production too. You know, I like, there's a certain sound that I like. It's like, it's definitely bombastic, but I do kind of like a polish over it, you know, like, so it's, you know, so it's not totally raw, I guess. But you know, that's just nerdy production stuff. So anyhow, but thank you for saying that.
Yeah. So, how about another track?
Let's do another one in order. Cause I can't stress enough how much I really, really spent time to like, sequence these so they play as a proper album. So yeah, this next one should be Sanctuary Cities.
All right, let's do it.
Не покупай свой стейк в Sharper Image. Не выбирай своего президента на Пятой Авеню.
Thank you.
You've been listening to
On the Town.
On the Town with Mikey D.
91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Oh,
oh, oh. Wow. Yeah, that was heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that felt very spiritual to do that. Oh, oh. Is that why they do the oh?
Yeah, oh.
And just somebody tuning in for the first time, they're just hearing this. Those Tufts kids are insane.
Well, we're...
Somebody spilled the lysergic acid.
I think we're insane, too. I mean, look at us.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not dressed as weirdly as usual.
I got this. Yeah. You know what we should do? Let's get a photo to share with the people while we do this. So, yeah, that was Martyred in the Nude. What are you thinking, Andrew? As a Boston rock veteran, you know, somebody who's been so good about going out to shows and supporting the bands. I mean, you really, I have to give it to you. You're always out there, and you always got fantastic pants on. And, you know, you're like, you're a humble guy, but you're a legend, you know, in this town.
Humble legend.
A humble legend. Yeah. Another good band name. But I, what are you thinking as a, you know, what are you thinking so far? You want to throw me under the bus? You can just throw me under the bus right now.
I'm digging this stuff.
All right, cool.
One thing I was thinking about this last tune. So there's always been this sort of circle of bands that, and they all appreciate each other, that were always kind of known to have been influenced by David Bowie.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Including our friend Gene and other folks as well.
Yes.
And what's really interesting about that tune is you're taking that influence and doing something very specific with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like some. Bowie was always more improvisational, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, and that's the thing. I'm not really as, I wouldn't say I'm as improvisational, but again, I mean, that's the live versus studio thing. I have a pretty clear picture of what I want to do on a record. It doesn't really stray much from that live, but there could be some element of improvisation. But yeah, I like to, what I've always said, sort of like, when you have an influence, I think there's a certain like time in your career as a rocker or whatever, or an artist, you know, for any artist in general, I feel like that your influences, rather than sort of like being on full display, so everybody's like, oh, that guy's like clearly influenced by Bowie, they're a little more baked in as you grow as an artist. They're a little more, you've made them your own, you know? For instance, like that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like thing in that last song, which was a terrible rendition of it because I can't mimic it. But that actually started out as a little piece that Jay came up with on the guitar. And it made that song a lot more rocking than I had ever really intended. And at first, I'm like, you know what? Let's go in this direction. But over time, after playing it out with the acoustic and everything, I'm like, no, I really want to dial back that. I don't want it to be too heavy. But I do like that sound. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I took that idea and just composed it on synth and added it in that way. So that's kind of that's actually very like literal example of what you're talking about, taking sort of, because if it was, because we actually called it the Bowie part, because it was like the do-do-do-do, it just had that scaling up, and that was the part that like maybe almost want to keep it like that in the song, but the mood of the song is a little somber and ethereal, and I wanted to keep that, so, and I wanted to have both things, so I just relied on the synthesizer, so...
Yeah, that sort of reminds me of that weird song that Bowie did with Pat Metheny.
I don't even know. What's that?
This is Not America.
Oh, that's Pat Metheny?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's from like the Falcon and the Snowman movie from the 80s, and nobody's going to know that reference unless you're of a certain age.
And that was like some of the most like sober, somber...
Yeah,
stuff that
you know what I have to revisit. That is there more than that? Just that one song?
I don't remember if there's more than, but at least that song was, you know, was on the radio for a second.
Yeah, and it was in the mid '80s when that was.
Yeah,
yeah. So you know that song is actually very. Somebody's got to reboot that because that's it's very relevant now. I would think. But yeah, I mean, that's the beauty about, you know, your musical icons. You'll always like discover somebody, something you hadn't heard before, and it's a real treat. So, you know, and that's why I kind of also wanted to bring, you know, coming back to the album Waylaid in the Melee, which we're celebrating on November 18th at Lizard Lounge. It was really important to me to create the album experience to tell the full story. I had never done it before. I grew up as an album kid, not records. I mean, I was a tape kid. You know, that's how I started. You know, worked my way back to vinyl, of course. But But the experience was always, you know, whether it was a CD or a tape or a record, it was always like a complete story, whether you flip the thing over or not. You know, it's like you're getting that full story. And I really wanted to do that with this and sort of take people on sort of a journey with it. So, yeah. So we should, hey, man, I have an idea. We've got more songs to play on that album. Do you want to, should we spin another one?
Yeah, we can play.
Never Let Them Hold You Back.
Yeah, that's going to be number five, I think.
Number five. Tell you what, you know what? Do this. And I'll cue the audience up. Mm-hmm. So this particular song cycle, can we do three in a row?
Yeah.
We can. All right, cool. Let's do Never Let Them Hold You Back. So, I'm sorry, I messed up. That's not what I meant to say. Let's do this song, come back, and then I got a three-song cycle that sort of like go perfectly together.
Yeah.
And I sort of, we mastered it that way, so they just fall upon each other. So let's do Never Let Them Hold You Back and come back.
Yeah. So we don't have to leave the studio or anything.
No. Unless you got to go to the bathroom or something, which is totally understandable.
No, I don't go to the bathroom on the air. That's not professional.
Not on the air?
No.
But you never put on like a Stairway to Heaven and just, you know, grab a newspaper, walk down the hall? No? Okay. Just check.
All the superstitions, such a drag, drag, drag. On the island of spec, all that levitation, such a sham, sham, sham. All that roller coaster, all that island of
Thank you. such a drag, drag, drag.
All right.
Really, really digging the guitar. It's like cool. Really weird and original, but like not like showboaty. It's just like,
well, Jay can be showboaty in a good way, like, but in the best way. Like in the he's a virtuosic player, as is Rob. But it's funny because when I was working on some pictures for the band, like for the artwork of the album, I had like Jay's face in one of the little like 666 things that my face is on in the image in the artwork for the band and stuff. And I'm like, no, I gotta have him playing the guitar, because when he's holding that guitar, he just looks like a guitar hero, if you will. So yeah, he's great. But so my experiment that I was trying to talk about before, is it possible? Can we do Celebrities on Ice, Darth Barbie, and Wetware? Like, can you make it so the thing doesn't stop at the end of each song, or is that possible? Or
I'll have to goose it. But
you'll have to goose it.
I can do that.
All right. Okay. It's goosing it is okay, but they were supposed to fall right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, but fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're the DJ.
I'll
let you do your
thing. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So let's.
So, yeah. Celebrities on Ice. Goosing it. Goose it.
Feel. I gotta know right now, my
always late when we come along. There's always a heart somewhere in my lyrics. It's like I just want somebody else to hear it. Never ever wanna leave this moment. This stuff, what's money when you've got time we can afford?